Yeah, you know, we're trying to, I mean, we want to run the football. And, you know, with Storm this past week, we tried to get him, and I think he had 10 carries. A lot of them came in the first half. And, you know, the way the game went, we had 15 passes in a row to end the game because of, you know, like 2 minute, and you know, we had with 7 minutes and 12 seconds left, we had the ball, we drove all the way down, and then we wound up fumbling on the 9, and then we had a 2 minutes, 37 second, threw it 9 times in a row, and then we had the other drive, you know, we got the onside. So, but that being said, the rest of, we'd love to get the run game, we'd love to get Storm going, or Denard, or whoever's running the ball, but we gotta get production out of it too, you know, and right now, we're just not getting enough production, and it really comes down, I know that Gus made a mention to it, but it's not the same guy, and it's not the same issue each time. You know, if you could, if we could pinpoint, well, this is the problem with the run, you know, or this is the problem, but, you know, I mean, first play, the left guard gets beat right off the bat. The second play, the center doesn't get off on the mic. The fifth play, you know, so it's like we missed the read on the outside zone play. So it's, we've got to find a way to be consistent across the board so at least all 11 are doing the right thing.
Are you going downfield as much as you want, and what makes that difficult?
Well, we're chucking it pretty good in terms of, you know, there's opportunities to launch it, you know, the just for one reason or another, we haven't connected all the time, but, you know, we would have liked to throw a little better ball to Cecil on a go route on our sideline. We would have liked to, you know, I'm sure if we hit Todman in stride, you know, I know he still should have caught the ball. I'm sure he'd tell you that, you know, that he would have liked to catch that ball, but that would have been a 45 yarder there. And, sometimes, you know, you can only go as far as the field allows you to. We tried to hit a couple, we had some pass protection issues on one or two plays, and that we tried to take a shot. We tried to hit Cecil on a deep over route one time and threw it a little bit behind him. But, you know, we had one drive in the third quarter and went 14 plays, you know, and it's hard to go the long way every time. You know, we don't want to have to start on the minus 19, and think that we're going to be able to drive down, you know, more than four times. And we drove down four times, you know, five times really. We crossed the 50, I think. And four times we were in the red zone. You know, we were 2 for 2 in terms of scoring touchdowns when we threw a pick on the 16 and we fumbled on the 9. But, you know, we're four times there. We got to make touchdowns in those situations and score 28.
Considering the rotation that we saw on Sunday, is that kind of how you envision it when everybody's healthy?
Yeah, I think we have to still keep figuring out what everybody does best. And, whatever they do best, we're going to put them in those situations. You know, and we got to, Marquise didn't have much week, you know, his practice time was cut, so I don't think you throw him in there. Allen Robinson's continuing to grow as a player, and so he's beginning to get a lot of reps. Cecil was great to have him back. I think he was targeted 16 times or something like that, which for his position will probably happen, you know, where he's playing. And Allen Robinson will probably end up with about an equal amount of targets if he plays every game. You know, that was the X position is just one of those spots where he's going to get a lot of targets. So, and our slot guys, we got to play around with and figure out where we're going to put who, when.
Considering the amount of time that he missed with the hamstring injury in camp and preseason, has Allen Robinson made some significant strides in the short, you know?
Yeah. I think he had 2 practices with us other than rookie minicamp going into the first week or the season. And, he's getting better every week, but he's got a ways to go. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's a couple routes that he'd like back, and there's, you know, and, with all these guys, they're improving, you know. Allen Hurns is improving just because he hasn't had maybe the same amount of production as he had the first 2 games or whatnot, or the first game, but he's getting better. Allen Robinson, for sure. I mean, I think the last couple of weeks, he's had 15 catches in 2 weeks or something like that. Okay, I hear you, Ryan. you know, so he's had some, you know, the opportunities there to continue to get the ball and continue to make plays. We're going to continue to give him those chances. I think he's just going to get better. You know, I really do. And then, with that, we got to get Marquise Lee, going as well. And it'll be fun, having him back after a couple of weeks being off.